you like to regard or not?
So, Brahma.
With these talents.
Yes, sir.
With Krishna's blessings. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Jagdat Adhriti Shrestha, Itaraptad Anuvartate, Sajat Pramanam Krute, Lokaptad Anuvartate. The idea is that anything which is, accepted by the leading persons, ordinary persons follow them. Jagdat Adhriti Shrestha. Shrestha means leading persons. Adhriti acts. Whatever leading persons act, people in general follow it. Sajat Pramanam Kurute. If the leading person says, it is nice, it is all right, the others also accept it. So, by the grace of Lord Krishna, you are leaders. Thousands of young men follow you. They like you. So if you give them something actually nice, the face of the world will change. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not a manufactured new thing. It is, from historical point of view, at least it is 5,000 years old. Because Krishna consciousness movement means Bhagavad Gita as it is. And Bhagavad Gita, of course, it is supposed to be Indian religious book, but it is not like that. It is not Indian or Hinduism. It is for all the people of the world, not only for the human being, but also other than human being. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Krishna said, Sarva junishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaya. In all species, all kinds of form, the living entities, they are in different forms. Just like we are sitting here, so many ladies, gentlemen, boys, they have got different forms. Similarly, you Europeans, we have got different color, our Indians, we have got different. So this whole world is full of varieties. The Krishna says, all the varieties of life, it doesn't matter. I am their father. Aham Vijayapada Pita. Pita means father. So, Krishna claims all living entities as his sons. But we may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, Krishna something, but no, Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself. Manvanam Bhod Maktoma Jyajiman Namaskur. In the ninth chapter, last verse, it is here, Krishna says, that you always think of me, Manvanabhava. Mana means mind. Let your mind be always engaged in me, Krishna. Manvanabhava. Yes, you become. Manvaksa. Yes, you become my devotee. Manjaji. If you want to worship, yes, worship me. Manmanabhava madhvatka madhyaji maana namaskuru. If you want to offer obeisances, you just offer me. And if you do like this, then without any doubt, he is coming. But this is very simple, isn't it? Always thinking of Krishna. There is no loss. But the gain is very great. Suppose if I chant Hare Krishna, materially I do not commit any offense or I undergo any loss. But if there is any gain, why not try it? There is my friendly. Everything has got some expenditure. So this mantra, Krishna or his later succession, do not sell, but receive it. Chant Hare Krishna, everyone. Dance in ecstasy. It is a very nice thing. So, come to your country, come to your place. It is very good. So my request is that you are intelligent by try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. They are all reasons, arguments. It is not to be accepted blindly. Chaitanya Chaitanya, the author of Chaitanya Chaitanya, he says, Chaitanya Dayar Katha Parabhu Bhisha. Just put it into a judgment the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Vichar Kurile Chitta Parasam. And if you scrutinize the judge of it, he will find it is sublime. So we are putting this Krishna consciousness movement not as a force, but to the judgment of the people. Let them judge. It is not a sectarian movement, not any religious movement. It is a science. So we put this philosophy to your judgment. And you judge it scrutinizedly with your all your intellects, and you find it sublime. And if you find it sublime, why not put it to the world? You are also anxious to bring some peace in the world. I read sometimes your statements, you are anxious also. Every sentient person should be anxious to bring in peace in the world. But we must know the process. According to Bhagavad Gita, the idea of peace is, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadabhaam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Sridhan Sarvabhutanam Jyatyanam Sankhichati. If we can be peaceful by knowing three things, if you perfectly understand only three things, then you will become peaceful. What is that? Yes. Bhuktaram Jantuta Bhutta. All the sacrifices, hostilities, penances, whatever, people are undertaking for perfection. The enjoyer of such activities, Krishna says, fire. Just like your activities, this is also a kind of hostilities, your artistic songs, they have become popular because you have undergone some hostilities. You have come to the perfection that requires penance and hostilities, or any scientific discovery that requires hostilities. Very nice thing present in the world that requires hostility. Very devout, painstaking. Then it comes successful. That is called jagga. Tapasya. So Krishna says, the result of the tapasya, enjoy, he's claiming. The result of your tapasya should come to me. Then he will be satisfied. Bhuktanam jantunavitam sarvokumahisaram. People are claiming, oh, this is my India. And this is my India, this is my German, Japan, this is my China. No. Everything belongs to God. Sarvaloka, not only of this planet, we have divided this planet in so many stages. Actually, this planet was not divided. From the history of Mahabharata, we understand, this planet, there was only one king, one emperor in India, Hastinapura. Up to 5,000 years ago, there was only one king, Maharashtra king, one flag. And he came out for touring over his kingdom. And he found somebody near Sin, a black man killing a cow, and immediately arrested him, all in my kingdom, your kingdom. So, actually, the whole planet was under one flag, one sovereignty. Gradually, it has become small, 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 small. Just like in our very recently, 20 years ago, India began divided, Pakistan and Hindustan. Actually, India was one. But you see now, it's Pakistan, and someday another time will be divided. So this is going on. So, Sarva Loka, in all planets, all the planets, actually that is God's place. Nobody's place. We come here empty-handed, we go empty-handed. How we can tell? Suppose you have given me this place to stay. I stay for 1 week and if I claim, oh, this is mine. It's a very nice thing. Then we immediately come. This is my talent. Trouble. But you have kindly spared this room, I'm living here, I can comfortably live and go. And when my electricity has ended, I go. There is no trouble. Similarly, we come here in the kingdom of God. Empty handed, we go empty handed. Why we travel? This is my property, this is my country, this is my world, this is my planet. Why we claim like that? Is it not insanity? Where from the claim comes? So Krishna says that Sarvaloka Manasa, are we supreme, Lord, are we blessed? And Sri Rama Sarubhu Dhana, and he is the real friend of every living entity. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is as a friend, he is sitting within your heart. He is so nice friend. In this material world we make friendship with bread. All the friends is somewhere and I live somewhere. But he is so nice friend that he is living within with me and within my heart. He is so nice friend. Sarvabhuta is not only selected friends, no. Even the most insignificant creature, he is living there. Paramatma. So if these three things are understood clearly, then he becomes Krishna. This is this one. So, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature. Simply, one has to learn. Just like in arithmetic. And there is all mathematical calculation. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, this or that. That's that. One has to learn. So Bhagavad Gita is so nice. Hope. And it is accepted, not that, because we are preaching Krishna consciousness, we are advocating Bhagavad Gita. No, it is accepted by scholarly section, religious section, not only in India, but all over the world, for us to know. In every country, there are thousands of Bhagavad Gita translations in every language. In English, in French, in German, all languages. And even Mohammedans, of course, scholarly Mohammedans, they also read very nicely Bhagavad Gita. I know one Mohammedan professor in India. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He did not disclose that he has reported that he was observing Janmashtami fasting day and he was writing one article on Krishna every Janmashtami day. So, there are many. And in our childhood, not childhood, we are young men at that time. So, one English man was a tenant in Calcutta of my friend's house. So he was vacating the house, he went to take possession of the house. And he had many books, and in there was a book, Bhagavad Gita. So that my friend, Mr. Manli, he was a little astonished that he is an Englishman. He presented that he has got Bhagavad Gita. So he was passing that book, and that gentleman thought that he is my landlord. He will like that book. So he immediately said, "Oh, Mr. Malik, I cannot present that book to you. This is my life and so." He said like that. So, Bhagavad Gita is accepted by scholarly section, by philosophers. I think people should have one scripture, one God, one mantra, and one attitude. One God to strong. One scripture, Bhagavad Gita, and one mantra, Hare Krishna. And one activity to serve Krishna. Yes. There is peace. There is excellent peace all over the world. So I request you to at least to understand this philosophy to your best knowledge. And if you think that is nice, pick it up. You are also willing to give something to the world. Try this. Yeah, read our books, read Bhagavad Gita, everything.
I read this of the Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
I don't know which version it was. There's so many different translations.
There are different translations. Therefore, I have given this edition, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. There are interpretations in many translations. They are not interpretations. Not only in other parts of the world, but in our own country also. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, who was a great man, he has also interpreted. But the point is, interpretation well required. Now, here is a fountain pen box. Everyone knows this is a fountain pen box. But if I say, no, this is something else, that is my interpretation. Is that very nice thing? And similarly, interpretation is required where things are not understood clearly. If everybody can understand this box is a fountain pen box, why is it necessary? Interpretation. This is the first thing. So, Bhagavad Gita is so clear. It is just like sunlight. Sunlight does not require any other lamp. For example, I will give you the first verse. Dharma Kshetri Guru Kshetri Samavita Vidutsava Mamuka Pandva Seva Kima Purva Tatanya. The Dhritarashtra, the father of Duryodhana, is asking his secretary, Sanjaya. His secretary's name was Sanjaya. Sanjaya, my boy, Mamuka. Mamuka means my sons. And Pandava, the sons of my younger brother, his younger brother's name was Pandu, and therefore his sons are known as Pandava. The Mamuka Pandava, my sons and my younger brother's sons, they assembled together for fighting. Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira means with fighting spirit. And Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, and the place known as Kurukshetra, which is a place of pilgrimage. Dharmakshetra. King Akurvada, after assembling there, what did they do? That was his question. Now, this Kurukshetra place is still existing in India. You have been in India now?
Haladina.
Huh? You have been there?
Yes.
Oh.
But not that place.
Oh. Rishikesh. Rishikesh? Rishikesh is also one of the pilgrimage. And there is similarly Kurukshetra near Delhi. Still that place is there. And that is a place of pilgrimage from the Vedic time. In the Vedas also it is stated, Kurukshetra dharma jayaya, if you want to function any religious ceremony, just go to Kurukshetra. So it is a place of pilgrimage. Now, the name is there, the adjective dharma kshetra, it is from Vedic age. Then, the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they are historical persons. The history is there, Mahabharata. Then, what is the question of interpreting Kurukshetra as his body and his Pandavas and his essences? Well, you get this opportunity to interpret. producing something else. But we object, so why should we interpret in that way? And we catch that way. That means, Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. One has got his own philosophy. He wants to prove it through movement. This is why. There are so many interpretations. 664. Everyone thinks that I can interpret in my own way. Why? Why this should be? No, we said no. You cannot interpret. Then what is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? The author of Bhagavad Gita did not leave it for being interpreted by a third class man. He could stop the Supreme Lord. He said everything clearly. Why ordinary man should interpret his word? That is our obligation. Therefore, we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Macmillan Company wanted to shorten their merchant. They wanted to minimize. Otherwise, the book was very big. They wanted to make it only 400, therefore half of the slokas were not nicely explained. But next time we are going to publish an enlarged and revised edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is, we must explain everything. So, the Bhagavad Gita is very, very high-class philosophy and theology, social, political, science, everything is very nice. And everything is clear, it is explained by Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yes. We have not manufactured anything.
This is Dan White, Jill.
Very glad. Yes. Be happy and make all others happy. That is Krishna answer. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. That is very idea. Everyone be happy. That is the benediction. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing. That this Krishna consciousness movement we preach in every village and every town of the world, people will be happy. That is his purpose. So, any mission, any high ideals should be preached just to make everyone happy. Because in the material existence there is no happiness. That is a fact. There cannot be any happiness. This place is not meant for happiness, because when the Bhagavad Gita is mine, the Lord Himself says, this is a place, dukkhalam asasatam. It is a place of misery, this material world. And asasatam, and temporary. Everything is temporary. Even if you accept our life, whatever miserable is there, I accept this. That is very also no end. Even if we accept, and nature is not allowed to accept it, and even this. Asasatam. You have to leave. So Krishna says, Maham Krishna Kavantiya Dukkhavana Shasatam Natna Kanti Mahatmana Sansiddhi Paramahata. If somebody comes to me
then he hasn't got to return back to this miserable condition of life, which is not only miserable, but temporary. So we should understand that. Nature is so cruel. In America, President Kennedy, you are thought to be most fortunate man, happy man, young man, was elected president, made five children, honor all over the world. Did you understand and finish? Temperate. Now, what is his condition? Where he is? His life is eternal. He is living as it is eternal. Where he has gone? What he is doing? Is he happy? Or he is distressed? Or he is born in America or China? Nobody can. But it is a fact that as living as it is eternal, he is existing. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita's level. Ahannati Hannamani Sahide, after destruction of this body, the living entity is not destroyed, he is there. That you can understand. It's like in your childhood, you had a small body, that body is no more. But you are existing. So it is natural, when this body will not exist, I will exist, the other one. It's not very difficult to understand. So this theory that body is eternal, soul is eternal, and body is temporary, that's a fact. Therefore, this life, this present life, is meant for manufacturing the next body. That is Vedic knowledge. We are creating, just like a boy, he's studying very nicely, so he is creating a next body, a very educated young body. By education he can get nice job, nice place, nice position. So he's creating his next body. Similarly, we are creating our next body according to our karma. So Krishna says that you create a body so that you can come to me. Madhyajita vijanti ma. The whole Vedic philosophy is that if you want to go to some planet, just like people are trying to go to one planet, so you have to create a body like that. You cannot go in this body. They are attempting to go this body, that will be failure. It is not possible. In every planet, the atmosphere, everything is different. So, you have to create a different body to go to a particular type of planet. There are millions and thousands of planets. A moon planet is one of them. Krishna says, Jyanti deva brata devan, pitrin jyanti pitrin brataha, Bhutejya janti bhutani madhyajino ki janti ma. Madhyajina, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will come to me. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? He said, Mahamutetha, if anyone comes to me, Mahamutetha dukkhalaya mathasabam, he does not come back again to this miserable condition. And asahasadam, temporary. Why? Sansa bhim, paramangana. Oh, here I can be high purpose. To go back to Krishna. Madhyajina of imam. One who comes to me. So, this is the greatest benediction to the human society. To train them to go back to Krishna. And God there, that Krishna is not here. You have seen Krishna's last year dancing? You have not seen?
It's late. Perhaps a leader of dancing with the gopis.
More than the temple?
Yes.
So, he can go there, join Krishna and dance. Happily. Without any bothers. You can have so many connections with Krishna as friend, as servant, as parents, as lover, whatever is that. Jiva Bhava Pravadanti Tarkati Yojamaham. He cultivates that consciousness. How he likes Krishna, he with that perspective and that capacity. And that's next the solution of all problems. Here, nothing is permanent, nothing is blissful, and nothing is full of knowledge. Here, of the initial head examination and Bhakti Shastri, there is an answer of the God. He has written very nice. So we are training this mind and words for Krishna consciousness according to Krishna science. And anyone can take advantage of it. It's a very nice thing. So you also try to understand. And if it's nice, you take that after something very nice. Is my proposal unreasonable? You are not intelligent boy. Try to understand. And he has got a very good talent. Music. Now, Vidya Sangita Uttamam. In Vedic mantras were all through music. Samved is full of music. Janmam Mahabharananda Ruddham Murtasthanam Tidibbai Savai Gelei Sham Padakkama Upanishadai Gayanti Jana Samoga. Samoga. Samoga means the followers of the Samvet, Gayanti, they're always in music, musical, true musical vibration, they are approaching the Supreme. Samvet, Gayanti, Gayanti means singing. So, Vedic mantras are sung. And this whole Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, can be sung very nicely. And it is very wonderful chanting simply by hearing the vibration through the lyrics. Even they do not understand. So if you hear about that, just this mantra I chant, just play.
Huh? न ते विदुषात्वपिंहि विष्णो दुरात्मयागे बहिरात्मामिनः अन्धारथान्धै रूपणीयमानः सेति स्वतन्त्रा उदामी भद्रा मतिं न कृष्णे परतो सको वा मिथो विपद्ये तव्यव्रतानां
Matim na krishne parato chato ma mitho vipadde ca griha vrata naam adanta gobhi vishatam tamesham puna puna cha vidasar bananam adanto govi visatam tamisam puna puna cha vidasar bananam Nati vidu sasratin hibisu dunam sayadi bhadirathamagina Andhaja sandai rupani yamana Tepi satantra vrudhami bhadhyā Nainshāmati tāvarūtramāṅghi Prishatanathopa gamojagātha Nainshāmati tāvarūtramāṅghi Prishatanathopa Gamo jadartha Mahi asam padora yogi shetam Mahi asam padora yogi shetam Nikinchana navni karya Niskin chananam navrita jagam Nati vidu sasagatin hisa Durasaya jire vairatamanina Andhara khandhai rupani yamana Teji satandha urdhami vatra Nati vidu shasratin hisa
Veda mantra Sabyatana vitti Vedanta sutra Sabya simplify transcendental vibration of sound Everything can be seen What kind of philosophy you are following? May I ask?
Following?
Yes.
You call meditation, or do not meditation, or mantra meditation.
You see that
one? It's not a song. No, it's... chanting. We know that Maharishi mantra is.
But his mantra is that parlet.
Not our love. No, it's a secret.
There is a bhajan by Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he was a great acharya on this Vaishnava Sampradaya. His spiritual master gave him mantra, my dear Bhat. He chanted his mantra and found it in the position here, which is very. So, and then he asked what is the effect of this mantra. He said, by chanting this mantra, by meditation, he'll get liberation. So, he immediately went out, and in a public big meeting, he said that he chanted this mantra, he'll be all right. So, he came back to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master was very angry that I told him that he should chant silently. He said, yes, I committed offense. So, whatever punishment you like, you can give me. But because he told me that this mantra will liberate, I'll give him punishment. Let everyone hear and be liberated. Let me go to hell. I don't mind. I have disobeyed your order. Let me go to hell. I am prepared. But by the chanting mantra, if everyone is liberated, let it be public. His spiritual master embraced this. You are better than me. The ego mantra has no power. Why should you see this? It will be distributed. People are suffering. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant this Hare Krishna. Anyone who is here, even the boss of beef is here and baby.
If Hare Krishna is such a strong, powerful mantra, is there any other, is there any, is there any reason to chant anything else? For instance, you talked about songs and many different mantras. But is there any point in even chanting other songs or mantras?
No, these mantras are also better. Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended for this age. And the Vedic mantras, they are also chanted with, I told you, with musical tanpura. And they sit down and chant, Narayana Muni, he chants to knowledge. So, chanting through musical instruments, mantras, that it is not new introduction, it is sometimes incomplete. And Hare Krishna mantra is present in these days, that is recommended in many Vedic literature, Brahmanda Puran, Koli Santarana Upanishad, Agni Puran, like that. And apart from the statement of the Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya himself, he praised the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. People of public quality. So, anything, just like a scientist, when he discovers something, it becomes a public power. People may take advantage. Similarly, if mantra has that potency, all people should take advantage of it.
All people can get the mantras that we have.
Yeah.
All people can have the mantras that we have. They just say, let's get it from somebody else. We can't give it. But it is available for everybody.
Yes. Mantra, if it is valuable, it is valuable for everybody. Why should it be for a particular person?
If all mantras are all mantras just the name of God,
whether it's a Sita mantra or an open mantra, it's all the name of God. So it doesn't really make much difference, does it, which one
I'm saying? That's like in drugs, they sell all medicine for disease, curing disease. But still you have to take doctor's prescription to take a particular type of medicine. They will not supply you. If you go to your dad's shop and say, I have disease, they give me any medicine. That is not, he will ask you, what is your prescription? So similarly, in this age, in Kali-yuga age, this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the shastra and great scholar we can share in the incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. Therefore our principle is, everyone should follow Mahajana Jaina Gatattva Siddha. We should follow the footprints of great authorities. That is our business. The Vedic mantra says, Tattva Pratishtha, if you simply try to argue and try to approach the absolute, it is very difficult, simply by argument and reason. Because our arguments and reason are limited, because our senses are imperfect. So, Tattva Pratishtha, Sutayu Vibhunya. And scriptures, there are different kinds of scriptures. Nāsū muni jasya matam na bhinnam. Philosopher, every philosopher has got a different opinion. And unless a philosopher defeats other philosopher, he cannot become a big philosopher. So therefore, philosophical speculation also is not make a solution. Dharmatya tattvam nihitam guha. So it is very secret. Then how to get that secret thing? Mahajana Jaina Gatattva. You simply call great personalities, how they have achieved success. So, our this Vaishnava philosophy is to follow the great personality. Just like Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Acharyas of this succession, to take shelter of authority and follow. Very recommended in Vedas that you follow great authorities, that will take you to the ascended goal. Mahārāyana jīna dhatasvapanna. So, Krishna also recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Evam paramprāpātam mangarāja sayogidu. These kinds of Krishna consciousness was understood by deciding succession. Parampara. Evam vivatthati yugam prattva samavadna. And here, don't think that this Krishna consciousness science I am speaking to you is something new. No. Imam vivasvati yodam prattama aham abbaram. It is his honor. And that guy spoke to Sangha. Vivasvati. Vivasvati manavitra. And Vivasvati said to his son Manu. Manu ikhakavitravi. And Manu also transferred this knowledge to his son, Ikhaka. Evam paramprāhāna. In this way, by disciple succession, it is coming. Sakārena jūvanastapanda. But in due course of time, it is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to again. So, mantra should be captured from the disciple succession. According to Vedic in young time, sampradaya vihinadi mantrasi vipalamata. If
the mantra does not come through desired cessation, then it will not be active. Vipala. Mantra is vipala. Vipala means it will not produce result. Mantra is vipala. So mantra has to be received through the chant. Then you act. Mantra cannot be manufactured. Mantra must be from the original, supreme, absolute, coming down to the desired channel. It has to be captured in that way, and then it will act. Sampradaya-vidhya-mantra-sa-vidhya. That's all. According to our Vaishnava Sampradaya, the mantra is coming down through four channels. One is coming through Lord Shiva. One is coming through Goddess Lakshmi. Not one, this is different. One thing is coming through different channels. One through the channel of Brahma, one through the channel of Lord Shiva, one through the channel of Lakshmi, and one through the channel of Kumar. So they are called four sampradayas. So one has to take mantra either of these four sampradayas. Then that mantra is active, and if we perform that mantra in that way, it will act. Sampradaya vihina, if one does not receive this mantra in either of these sampradaya channels, then vipala, it will not act. It will not act.
If the mantra itself is such power, then how will
you
receive it
for it? Yes, there is a fact. The example is given, and just like milk, milk is nutritious. That's a fact everyone knows. But if the milk is touched through the tongue of the serpent, it is no longer required.
No, material.
You want to understand. Through your material senses, you have to.
No, I don't have
to tell you material sense. I mean, mantra is not material. It should be something spiritual. Therefore, nobody can spoil it. I mean, I wonder if anybody can spoil something that is not material.
But
the thing is that if you don't receive the mantra through the proper channel, then it may not be mantra.
So how would you know anyway?
Huh?
How are you able to tell anyway? I mean, we must, for any of the disciples or us or anybody else, or any spiritual master, how are we to tell?
Not any spiritual
master. How are we to tell one from the other?
It is not any spiritual master. Sampradaya means a particular line of disciples has reached.
So you see, Maharishi said exactly the same thing about his mantra is coming from the Vedic with seemingly as much authority as you, and he was probably right. So how it's like having too many fruits on the plate.
If Maharishi's mantra is coming down in that way, the potency is there.
But Hare Krishna is the best one.
Yes. Well, if Hare Krishna is the best one, that is the reason why we have to bother to even say anything else.
Now, you don't try to bother anything else. We say that Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for one person.
Isn't it like flowers? If somebody may prefer roses and somebody may like carnations better, isn't it really a matter for the devotee that he, one person may find Hare Krishna is more beneficial to spiritual progress, and yet somebody else, some other mantra may be more beneficial. Isn't it like just a matter of taste, like judging a flower? They're all flowers, but some people may like one better than the other.
But it's still a distinction. See, those flowers is considered better than simply a flower without any smell.
In that
just try to understand this flower
example. Yes.
It is all right. You are attracted by some flower. I'm attracted by some flower. But among these flowers, there are distinctions. There are many flowers which have no flavor. And many flowers have flavor.
If the flower has flavor, then...
So therefore, attraction for any flower is not the solution of the process. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jidhathamam prapadyante jan sathiyo bhajamam. Krishna is supreme, absolute. Anyone wants him in any way, he also presents himself in that way. Just as the same example. If you want a yellow flower, never mind whether there is any scent or any flavor or not. But that flower is there. It is for you, that's all. But if anyone wants rose flower, are the condition of those flowers? But when you make a comparative strategy, which one is bigger? And then rose is considered bigger. Jesus Haman Prabhupada, that means the absolute realized. Suppose varieties there are. But the original division of the absolute is three. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan is the same absolute. Different name. The Jnanis or the empiric philosophers, they reach or they aim at Brahma, embarks on Brahma. The yogis, they focus on the super soul, Paramatma. And the devotees, they aim at Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Now, the Krishna and the Super Soul and the Impersonal Brahma, they are not different. They are light. They are not darkness. But in the light also there is difference. The example is given is like sunlight, sun glow, and sun glow. Everywhere you find light. In the sunshine, there is light. In sun glow, there is light. And what to speak of the predominating deity in the sun glow? He is also must be light, and the respect from which light comes. So super light is concerned everywhere. But you cannot say, because sunshine has come through your window in your room, you cannot say the sun has come. That is instant. Sun is many, many miles away. As far as night is concerned, now there is question of degrees of light, intensity of light. So, the degrees of spiritual realization in Brahma, degrees of spiritual realization in Paramatma, and degrees of spiritual realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are different.
But you said about if the milk goes to a certain level, it will produce poison. And for instance, George told us a week ago a very interesting story about a man who had a case of Christ and in 20 years time, here at the face of Juba, and the shepherd children, all those churches, first probably had good words, and now it's deteriorating. Now, how would you decide, really, that Brahmins are always in a pure state, as you speak of, that they would never turn into serpents?
That you have to become a serious student.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by serious student? Maybe everybody, all of us are serious anyway. I mean, we are born serious, so born is, you know, I'm serious.
So then you must know what is the distinction between Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Because he is a student.
But does it depend on knowledge? I mean, the final judgment.
Everything depends on knowledge. Without knowledge, how can we make progress? Student means to acquire knowledge. Serious student means to acquire knowledge.
But not always the knowledgeable ones. Are the ones who...
Yes, we cannot know completely, that is because our knowledge is very imperfect. But it's still so far our knowledge is concerned, and quite as possible to subtract it. Understand? The Bhagavad Buddha is absolute, is so great and unlimited, that it is not possible for us to know him completely. That's not what our senses do not allow. But as far as it is possible, because after all we are part and parcel of the Absolute, so all the qualities of the Absolute are there in us. But it is in minute quantity. So that minute quantity is also very great in comparison to material knowledge. Material knowledge is practically no knowledge, it is power. That's when one is liberated. Liberated knowledge is certainly very, very great than material knowledge. So Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. These are the statements of Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. Sabdati means sounded as Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahma. Now, what are the difference of degrees of knowledge? Brahma knowledge, Paramatma knowledge and Bhagavan knowledge. The same thing. The knowledge of sunshine, and the knowledge of sun glow, and the knowledge of this predominating deity in the sun glow. The knowledge of sunshine is not knowledge of the predominating deity of the sun glow. There is another example in this connection. Just like if you see one hill from a long distant place, first of all, you see just like it is a cloud. And then if you proceed further, you'll see something green. And if you enter into that hill, you'll see, oh, there are so many varieties. There are animals, there are men, there are trees. But from the distance, you see just like a cloud. So although the same thing, similarly, absolute, when descend from the Brahma point of view, it is just like cloud. Absolute when descend as Paramatma, it is just like something green. And absolute when realized as the Supreme Person, it is just like you enter into the hill and see everything in detail. So although the focus is the same, the Brahma body and the Paramatma body and the devotee focus is the same. But due to their respective position, the realization is different. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, as you see, Aham sarvatra prabhava. matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vajante ma budha bhava samannita. The only source of everything. This sarvam means paramatma, brahma, everything. These are clearly stated, the brahma naham pratishtha. So brahma knowledge or paramatma knowledge is within Krishna knowledge. If one has got Krishna knowledge, he has got paramatma knowledge, brahma knowledge. He has got the effect of yogic principle meditation, he has got the effect of empirical philosophical speculation, and he is situated personally in the service of the law. So, if you make comparative study, then this Krishna knowledge includes all knowledge. The Vedas have to confirm it. That means, sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. If you understand the Supreme, then all knowledge becomes automatically revealed. That means vijñāti sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. And in Bhagavad Gita also it says, knowing this, we'll have nothing to know anymore. In the ninth chapter of this. First of all, we have to seriously study. That's why I'm asking to become serious to that. What is the difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan? Paramatma is localized aspect of the absolute personality of God. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Vidvesvarjana Tishtati. And Brahma is the effulgence of the Absolute. And Parabrahma, or Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, is Krishna. So, if you have full Krishna knowledge, then you have got Brahma knowledge and Paramatma knowledge. But if you have got simply Brahma knowledge or Paramatma knowledge, you have no Krishna. The same example can be, if you are in the sunshine, then you do not know what is sun glow and the predominant deity in the sun. But if you are only by the side of the sun deity, you know what is sun glow and what is sunshine. Therefore, impartially, it is recommended that one should know the science of the Absolute Truth. Or Krishna, that will include all other knowledge. Bhagnam janmanam te jnanavan man prapadrasya. This is also Bhāsvam Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that after many, many births, cultivation of knowledge, when one is actually wise, jnanavan, jnanavan means has attained wisdom. Bhagnam janmanam te jnanavan man prapadrasya. These are in the sentence. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. He understands, oh, Vasudeva Krishna is everything. Some Mahatma Siddhanta. Such great soul is very there. And in the 10th chapter, Aham sarvatsa prabhava matta sarvam pravartati iti matta vajante mana buddha bhava samandita. I am the origin, I am the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. One who knows the science perfectly is Buddha, he is intelligent, and he becomes engaged in this path. And the Vedanta Sutra also, the first aphorism is, Athāta Brahma Jijñāsā. So now it is the time for inquiry about the Absolute Brahma. So what is Brahma? the next aphorism is Janmadasadha. Brahma, the absolute is that from whom everything is coming, immanent. And that absolute, he is personally saying, Matta Saraman Pravartata, everything is emanating from me. So, if you study Vedic literature very scrutinizingly, then you come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. Therefore, Krishna consciousness will include all other knowledge. Just like if you have got me and Dala, $10 is included, $500 is included, $1,000 is included. But one has got $10 or $500, he cannot claim that he has got me and Dala. Similarly, Krishna science means full spiritual knowledge. That is accepted by the Acharyas. And even you are speaking of Maharshi, he has written some book on Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that's the one we read.
It's so, quite. He is taking Krishna's book as authority. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's book, everyone knows. Why is he taking Krishna's book?
So we didn't need this translated into English.
Why? So unless he has got some respect for that book.
And I also read another part of another translation by Yogananda.
Everyone will have to take Krishna's book first to prove their authority. Yogananda has taken, Aurobindo has taken, Dr. Radhakrishna has taken, Mahatma Gandhi. There are thousands and thousands. So why do they take Bhagavad Gita?
So we can read it.
Huh?
So we can read it.
No, it is not a question of English. It is a question of the thought. English it may be or Farsi it may be, that doesn't matter. Why do they take shelter of the thought of Bhagavad Gita? Unless they accept Bhagavad Gita as authority. Why they quote from Bhagavad Gita? So why not directly Bhagavad Gita? If Bhagavad Gita is the authority for everyone, then why not Bhagavad Gita is it? That is our proposition.
But Bhagavad Gita as it is Sanskrit.
No, we have many English.
Yeah, but they all have a translation, isn't it? Whoever puts it into English, I mean...
So you also read any Bhagavad Gita translation only. You don't read the original.
Well, which is the original?
It's the Bible. Original is, yeah. Original is Sanskrit.
Yes, but it's not just me reading Sanskrit, because I don't understand Sanskrit.
Therefore, you have to take the
translation. Yeah. So then there's all 100 interpretation translations.
And then
which is again like all the roses and all the different flowers. It's a matter of faith as to which one. Because everybody claims the version is the best. All the versions I've read, they all say, and sometimes I get something from one which I don't get from something else.
Do you ever read any without any commentary at all? Just
say translation.
Is there any commentary?
Just the Sanskrit.
Yeah. Well, no, just the translation.
Well, that's not really what they are. You know, they all have a translation. Some of them have a commentary as well on top of that. But just again, the translations, you know, it depends on who's translating as to what the translation is.
So, right, so you have an extra-difficulty authority.
So how do you know an authority from the other? So the world is full of authorities, really.
They can't
render
authorities, you know.
I mean, I found the best thing for myself is to take a little bit from here and a little bit from there and a little bit from there.
Bhagavad Gita has 700 verses.
Oh, I said 700. I don't know. But what I mean is, you use the word authority. You know, saying, why would you translate that into English without authority? Now, what is the authority? And who has your
authority? That is the original text.
Yes. But people are translating from the original text, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between
that? And therefore we say that sampradaya vihinaya muntrasati phulam. People then don't take from the defective succession of the author. That's like Krishna. Now take for example, we have explained this in our introduction. Then nobody is authority. Don't care. Krishna is authority. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. That you cannot deny. Can you deny that?
Krishna
is authority. Krishna is authority.
Yes, sir. Did he translate
it into that, me?
Yes.
Krishna is authority, accept. Is that all right?
Yes.
Then you see what Krishna says. That is authority. Why do you hear anyone else? Now, what Krishna has said, to understand that you have to search out if you are serious to it.
How do we know if somebody else, Yogananda Maharishi, and all these different people that have translated it? How are we to tell that their version isn't Krishna's word?
That's why I say if you are serious to them, then you study Sanskrit.
Vivekananda said that books and rituals and dogmas and temples are secondary details anyway, so they're not the most important thing anyway. You don't have to read the book in order to have the perception.
Then why Vivekananda wrote so many books?
Well, it's the same as in the Gita.
No, he said there is no use of books. Then why he wrote so many books?
So in Rishikesham he meditated for a long time. One man got tired of meditation and he thought he made the excuse to read the Gita so he could come out of meditation. And he opened the Gita and he said, don't read books, meditate.
Who said?
The Gita said.
Don't read books?
He said, don't read books, meditate. And he used
that.
He
says, Brahma Sutra Padai says that Hetu must be Vinishkitam. He refers that this scientific knowledge, absolute truth, is explained very nicely in Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. He refers to the book. Another place Krishna says, Jathastra Vidimut Sridjat Vartati Kama Karata Nasit Dhimsa Valabhati Nasukhamuna Parangati. Anyone who does not follow this scriptural injunction, his attempt will be failure, will never be happy, and what to speak of, and being promoted to the spiritual world. These things are there. How we can say Krishna is not recommended to read books?
Then, in that sense, it's different that I see the same pattern in what you have said. For instance, you said that Hare Krishna is the most super powerful word, you know. And if that is true, then why do you bother to say utter any other word? I mean, is it necessary? And how do you encourage us, saying that we're songwriters and all that, to write any song like
Hare Krishna? Yes, yes. Krishna mantra is cleansing process.
Yes.
So, actually, one who chants Hare Krishna regularly, he hasn't got to do anything. Actually, it is the position. He doesn't require to read any book.
Yes, then why did you say that it's all right and all that? I mean, is there a compromise or what?
What is that?
I mean, the fact that we are doing songwriting and all that, it's a waste of time, isn't it?
No, not a waste of time. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting. Simply. Even you are criticized by great sannyasins, that you are taking sannyasins, you do not read Vedanta, you are simply chanting and dancing, you are criticized. But the thing is,
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met such stalwart scholars, he was not lagging behind. Similarly, Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. There is no doubt about it. But if somebody wants to understand this Hare Krishna mantra through philosophy, through study, through Vedanta, we are not like it. We have got books. It is not that Hare Krishna mantra is insufficient, therefore you are recommending. No, not like that. Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. But just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was chanting, like when there was the Prakashananda Saraswati, when there was the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was ready to write everything, the Vedanta. So we should not be dumb. If somebody comes to argue with Vedanta philosophy, then we must be prepared. Then when we are preaching, there will be so many people, different types of people will come. Otherwise, Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. Sufficient. It does not require any education, any reading, anything. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. You get high purpose. That's the fact.
You were saying earlier that we can also supplement our Krishna consciousness while we're working, hammering.
Yes.
So, yes. Chanting cut along with devotional service. Performing our duty while concentrating on Krishna is also part of the process.
Yes. Anything, anywhere, the whole idea is one of Krishna Nibhusai. Mind should be fixed up in Krishna. That is the process. Either you go through philosophy or through arguments or through chanting anywhere, and that is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogi nama api sarvesa, of all kinds of yogis. You might have read it. Yogi nama api sarvesa. I think Maharshi has translated this Bhagavad Gita. And sixth chapter, you have read it?
His translation of Gita.
Yes.
So sixth chapter, he's asking. Yeah, I hadn't read all of it.
Oh.
Part of it.
So, in the fifth chapter, last part is fine. Yoginamati sarvesham madgata hanta. You have got our Bhagavad Gita as it is here. No? How is that in the Bhagavad Gita? In fact, it is clearly stated that all yogis, one yogi, whose mind is fixed up in Krishna, he is first priority. Yoginamati sarvesham. Sarvesham means all yogis. There are different types of yogis. So, yoginamati sarvesham, madhvata. One whose mind is fixed up in me or Krishna. Antaratmana, within the heart, subhyara, and the devotee. And rajate, and fasting, sami yukta tama. He is the first class. Tama. Tama means most. Supermost. Yukta tama. Yogi, better yogi, and the supermost yogi. In every,
one thing that Prabhupada was explaining, I think, because we didn't quite get figured out, was how do we determine which translation of the Gita is most authoritative. But he answered and he said, Krishna is the authority, so we have to take a channel from Krishna. And there are only four lines of specific succession that come from Krishna. And indeed, only one of these is from the others. Or is it two?
But what do you mean by channel? Is it
through hereditary or how? Yes,
it's through Swamiji's spiritual master. Just like channel, you understand very easily. You send some money on earth to your friend. So, from his channel he received. He received through the portra, not through any other channel. So if the postal key on delivery, say it is a transfer, yes, the money is come. So why you give the importance to the postal key on? Because it is presented of the post office. Similarly, Krishna is the original authority. So the Krishna representing is the authority. And which Krishna repented? With the devotee of Krishna. But therefore, the devotee of Krishna is at least of our own. So you have to receive through the devotee of Krishna about Bhagavad Gita. One who does not know about anything about Krishna, how he can preach from Bhagavad Gita? This is common sense. You take some for granted.
So who says who's in the line of descent? I mean, it's just like royalty. Who's playing with the
guru.
That's my guru. I mean, how are we to know? I mean, it's a matter of just deciding, you know.
But Maharshi does not say anything about Krishna.
Didn't we know his guru was the Shankara Acharya?
He's the thing I didn't know.
Shankara's teacher.
But they all talk about God, and Krishna is just a name for God, isn't it?
Anyway, what about Nelly? He does not go after Krishna.
So that's what he used to say, in exactly the same way,
huh? Anybody else? No, I cannot agree. Because he does not speak about anything just now. It's beyond time. He does not know anything about post-service. What kind of feeling?
No, but he's post-service.
You cannot create post-service. Post-service is what? Government
post-service.
Yes, but of course, I'm sure there's only one post-service. You cannot create that. Somebody says, I belong to another post-service. Then he at once has another.
He's saying that he's
post-service.
He's post-service.
Then why, how is not satisfying? You can find that post office. Mm-hmm. Why did you come here then? Because you're satisfied with that. You have to test.
Now,
here,
you've got to go around. You've got to go around.
But now we're asking the mind to have, you know.
Now, here,
and leave. You go on forever. Because I know people have been wanting that.
It's like, for instance,
and it's doing them all quite well. I mean, we can only judge on a material level by looking at your disciples and looking at other people's disciples and looking at ourselves, you know. And of course, if there's 30 disciples, 7 of them look fairly spiritual, another 10 look okay, and the others just because they're not in trouble. Yeah, so there's nothing. We still have to keep stepping through like that to see who's got the best map on it.
Trying to understand things that regarding authority, you say that outside of the authority to answer this question. The Krishna is authority, there is no doubt. Because if Krishna is an authority, Maharshi takes also Krishna's book, and Aurobindo takes Krishna's book, Vivekananda takes Krishna's book, Dr. Radhakrishna takes Krishna's book. So Krishna is authority, Shankaracharya also takes Krishna's book. Yeah. You know, Shankaracharya has commentary on Krishna, and in that commentary, he has said, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, Sao Bhagavan Sam, Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Yes. He says that Maharshi accepts Shankaracharya, Shankaracharya accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God.
Yeah. But it's like the Bible, which came.
No, don't go to the Bible. I was just talking about Krishna. That's Krishna is the authority. He's accepted by everyone. He says Maharshi belongs to the Shankara Sampradaya. Shankara has Shankaracharya expressed Krishna. Not as authority, he says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says this very word in his company. So, authority means one who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Then he is authority.
And who said that?
Huh? Everyone says all authorities. Sometimes you have to say, Ravana has to say. Those are really authorities, those decide the success and is going on. In India, there are five sects. Actually, two sects, Vaishnava and Sankara. So, the Vaishnava accept Krishna as authority and Sankara accepts Krishna. There are no third sect. Basically, actually, there is one sect, the Vaishnava. Anyway, later on, later again, Shankaracharya, after Kerala, he said, but Shankaracharya accepts that Krishna to Bhagavan Tham. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his writing. And at his last page of his life, he said, you have killed fools who are you are dealing with, that will not save you. Vali Govinda, which are called the Krishna. Madhigovindam, 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 Ramapit, Ramapit, you have said. Yes, Krishna, will become devotee of Krishna. Govinda. Madhigovindam, 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 Ramapit. Prakesan me, Vitapadubarati, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukin Karane. Your death will come. All these grammatical gathering of words will not tell you. A Krishna can say. So will Bhagavad Gita. That is the sect.
But
sect.
Is it a
No, there is no book to every sect. Krishna is the center of every sect. If Krishna is the center, then there is no book on every sect. Only Krishna sect.
Does Krishna mean God?
Yes.
Yes,
Krishna means God and God means Krishna.
So for the Bible or any other holy book, they all talk about one God.
Yes.
So they all have many ways.
That's not their
personalities.
Yeah. It's still just the one being everywhere in all the books. But they all have, why isn't Hare Krishna or something similar in the Bible. I mean, that's the only other one I know because I've brought up with the Bible.
150th Psalm, it says, praise the Lord with every breath, praise the Lord with drum and flute.
And they haven't got very good tunes, you know, and they haven't been passing on any good chants.
They don't have the oral design of succession.
It's just a matter of that. I mean, would it be effective to chant, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, hail Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus?
It's here, sure.
No, he's the son of God. Point between God and God is God's Son. So, he says that love God, and Krishna says love me, we can't be. He says that you love me, and his wife says that love my husband, so that's not the point of it.
But about the notice, and this says, worried about it, but you have to, you know, learn Sanskrit and all that, and that's the only way to, in enlightenment. I mean, what do you do about people who are not, sort of, skillful in learning languages
and things like that? And would that matter
at all? I mean, I thought that... It's
translated
anyways.
That's true,
yeah. Well,
then why don't you go...
You've got
to take the risk of reading a
translation. So you can read the bodies of the authority, and then you decide which is the most considered body. And it's like in the ninth chapter, he says, you will come to me. Now, if I ask you for a glass of water, and you pour it on the wall, I think you're silly. if you brought it to me, then I knew you acknowledged we were having a reciprocal relationship. Therefore, if the devotee is saying, worship Krishna, and not putting so much of his own ideas in, but just saying, worship Krishna, all throughout, as long as he does, then you can know he's a sincere devotee.
Now, one thing you try to understand, why these people, if Krishna is not the supreme authority, why they are taking Krishna's book and dancing? Why don't you try to understand?
I'm not saying Krishna isn't the supreme.
No, no. I have to say, even there are other sects, as you say, monsters. They accept also indirectly Krishna is the supreme authority. Because if we say Mahasi belongs to Sankara Sampradaya, he said that.
We have a misunderstanding before about the translation of the Sanskrit Gita into English. And I was saying that there's many versions, and I think we thought you were trying to say that your version, your translation was the only authority and that the other translation. But we didn't really have misunderstanding as to the identity of Krishna.
That's all right. If you believe Krishna is the supreme Lord, if that is your version, then you have to see who are much addicted to Krishna directly. For argument, sir, that these people have 24 hours chanting Krishna, and another person who has no, not a single word Krishna, now he can become devotee of Krishna. How can become representative of Krishna? Who does not utter even the name of Krishna? If Krishna is authority accepted, therefore, who are directly addicted to Krishna, they are authority.